I dragged myself out of bed as the morning sun poured through the opening in my bedroom curtains. I showered, blasted my shoulder-length curly brown hair with the blow dryer, and pulled the whole mess back into a ponytail. I brushed my teeth, swiped some mascara onto my lashes, and went with cherry lip gloss. Hunting down felons for my cousin Vinny isn't a great-paying job, but I make my own hours and I wear what's comfy. A girly t-shirt, jeans, sneakers, handcuffs, and pepper spray, and I'm good to go. I gave Rex fresh water and a Ritz cracker, grabbed the messenger bag I use as a purse, and took off for the office. I live in a second-floor, one-bedroom, one-bath, no-frills apartment on the outskirts of Trenton. It's not a slum, but it's not high rent either. Mostly my apartment building is filled with seniors who take advantage of the early bird special at the nearby diner and live for the moment they'll qualify for a handicap sticker on their car. They're all heavily armed, so the property is relatively safe, if you don't count shootings that are the result of mistaken identity due to cataracts and macular degeneration. My apartment overlooks the parking lot, which is fine by me because I can peek out once in a while to see if anyone's stolen my car. It was a glorious Tuesday morning in the middle of summer, and traffic was light thanks to the absence of school buses. I parked in the small lot behind Vincent Plum Bail Bonds. There were four spaces, and three were already filled. My cousin Vinny's Cadillac was there. Connie, the office manager's Toyota, was there. And Lula had her red Firebird there. I added my rusted-out, mostly white Ford Taurus to the group and went inside.
"Uh-oh," Lula said when she saw me. "You got that look."
"What look?" I asked.
"That look like you didn't get any last night."
I went straight to the coffee machine. "I almost never get any. I'm used to it. Morelli is playing catch-up with his caseload." Joe Morelli is a Trenton plainclothes cop working crimes against persons. I grew up with Morelli, lost my virginity to him, ran over him with my father's Buick in a fit of justifiable rage, and now, years later, he's my boyfriend. Go figure. He's a good cop. He's a terrific lover. And he's got a dog. He's 6 feet of hot Italian libido with wavy black hair, a hard-toned body, and brown eyes that could set my pants on fire. He's been sidelined with a gunshot wound, but now he's back on the job, popping pain pills.
"So then how come you got that look this morning like you need at least 3 donuts?
Lula asked. "Ranger came by last night." Lula leaned forward, eyes wide.
"Say what?"
Connie looked up from her computer.
"And?"
"He wanted a date."
"I'm having heart palpitations," Lula said. "That is one fine man. Fact is, that is the hottest man I ever saw. You did the nasty with him last night, right? I want to know everything."
"I didn't do anything with him. He wanted a date for tonight."
"Holy crap," Lula said.
"And," Connie said. "And I had a restless night thinking about it," I told them.
"I bet," Lula said. "If it was me, I would have been burning out the motor on my intimate appliances."
I checked out the box of donuts on Connie's desk and chose a maple glazed. Last time I agreed to be Ranger's date, his friend blew himself up in my apartment.
"Yeah, but Ranger brought in a cleaning crew to get the brains and guts off the walls," Lula said. "That was real thoughtful."
"What's new?" I asked Connie. "Anything good come in for me?" "I don't get paid a salary. I make my money by retrieving felons for Vinny. When someone is accused of a crime, they can sit in jail until trial, or they can give the court a bucket load of money as a guarantee they'll return. If they don't have the money, they go to my cousin and he puts up a bond for a fee. If the bondee doesn't show for court, the court keeps Vinny's money. This doesn't make Vinny happy, so he sends me out to find the guy and drag him back to jail. Then I get a percentage of the money Vinny gets back from the court."